Hey, we have a special invitation today after John's talk, so stick around at the end of this message to hear about it.
I want to talk to you today about the spirituality of asking. Sit down, Max. And I'm here with my favorite sandwich and my favorite dog. My sandwich does not know that my dog is here, but my dog knows that my sandwich is here. But you got to stay down for right now, Baxter. I'll tell you why in a little bit. We're learning together, greatest talk of all time, Sermon on the Mount, greatest teacher of all time, Jesus of Nazareth. And we've been looking in the seventh chapter about wrong ways to relate to people. And that particularly involves condemnation, engineering, rejection, superiority, arrogance, trying to manipulate people, trying to violate their kingdom. Literally, when I was going to find a spot to talk about condemnation quite recently in a video, I went into the room with my camera and our other dog, my second favorite, who is, you know, growing on me with a bullet, little Cooper, had done a bad, bad thing right where I was going to shoot the video. And I have to tell you quite honestly, I did not honor Cooper's kingdom in that moment. Carl Rogers used to talk about the therapeutic triad, that therapists should deal with other people with genuineness and with empathy and unconditional positive regard. I was very genuine with Cooper, but didn't do too good on the empathy and unconditional positive regard. I shame that dog. You can't shame a cat because a cat is shameless, but Cooper went down and caged himself. So we're not supposed to do that, at least with people. We're not supposed to condemn them, push unwanted advice, push our pearls on them. And so how should we relate to people? And today I want to read quite a lot from Dallas Willard's book, The Divine Conspiracy. It's quite brilliant, I think, in his connection with what Jesus says in verse 7 and the way that he connects that to the verses before and opens up the nature of the kingdom. There's nobody else that I have read that has quite the same take on this verse that Dallas does. And it's just, I think, a brilliant and helpful insight about life. Hold on, Bax. So Jesus says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Because everyone who asks, to everyone who asks, it is given. To everybody who seeks, they find. And to the one who knocks, it is opened. Now, here's what Dallas writes about this. When we stand in the kingdom of God, our approach to influencing others for their good as well as our own will be simply to ask. Now, that's the right way to go about it. The wrong way is condemnation engineering, judging other people, condemning them, distancing, separating, manipulating, violating their kingdom. And then the way to honor their kingdom is to ask. Ask them to change and help them in any way they ask of us. It's a natural extension of this dynamic when we turn to ask God to work in their lives and hearts to bring about change. As long as we respect them before God and are thoughtful and gracious, we can keep asking in appropriate ways, keep seeking, keep knocking on the door of their lives. You'll notice there's a little escalation in this verb, and you can actually use the word ask as a mnemonic device. A, ask, S, seek, K, knock. We should note that ask, seek, knock teaching first applies to our approach to others, not to prayer to God. And I've not seen anybody else who makes this observation. I just think it's profound. We respect and never forget that the latch of the heart is within. We are glad for the fact and would not override it. Well, wouldn't we? We can gently but persistently keep our hopeful expectation before them and at the same time before God. Asking is indeed the great law of the spiritual world, through which things are accomplished in cooperation with God and yet in harmony with the freedom and worth of every individual. Now, why is that? Because when I ask someone, Dallas writes, to do or to be or to give something, I stand with that person in the domain of a constraint without force or necessitation. We are together. A request by its very nature unites. A demand by its very nature separates. And of course, so does condemnation and rejection and pressure and pushing on somebody else. It is this peculiar atmosphere of togetherness that characterizes the kingdom and is indeed what human beings were created to thrive in. So this notion of asking is central to the kingdom because you remember, to have a kingdom means you have a will and there is a range of your effective will. You have dominion and God wants that to be honored. And that is honored when we ask. That's how I bring my will before yours in a way that honors you. My kingdom and your kingdom can now merge together. Dallas goes on, how beautiful it is to see relationships in which asking and receiving are a joyful and loving way of life. Often we see those who cherish one another, each seriously or playfully trying to outgive the other. That is how relationships should be. Prayer is nothing but a proper way for persons to interact. Prayer is nothing but a proper way for persons to interact. So this dynamic of the request, of asking, which is bringing my kingdom into the presence of your kingdom in a way that honors yours and is honest about mine, that extends to other people and it extends to God. That's why prayer is just simply an extension of what it essentially means to live and honor in this great kingdom. Dallas goes on. The power of asking is so great, it may make many people uncomfortable. Don't you know of people who will go considerably out of their way to avoid someone who is apt to ask them for something? It may even be somebody who they don't know, will never meet again, but they do not wish to feel the power of the request. Who really enjoys eating a sandwich in front of the family dog? No matter that it is your favorite sandwich, which you have lovingly prepared as a tiny little vacation with your book in a quiet and pleasant place. Here is the face, the eyes, perhaps a paw on your knee. You know the rest. You are up against a fundamental force of the universe. There you go, buddy. So, today, the word is ask. Now, there's a difference between asking and using. It's very striking if you go back to Genesis and God interacts with the human beings that he creates. The first thing he does is to bless. And then the next thing he does is to give. He gives dominion, this wonderful opportunity to be powerful for the good. And then after the fall, when Adam hides, God asks. God is the great asker in Scripture. Jesus asks, by one count, over 160 questions of people. Because God honors our kingdom. Adam, where are you? In other words, wouldn't you like to come home? But he puts it in the form of a question. So I don't try to use people if I'm always trying to get something from them. Even when I use the rhetorical form of question, I can be trying to use rather than genuinely ask. But asking unites. Very striking. When Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, he begins by asking her if she could let him have some water. And that was a humble thing for a Jewish rabbi to ask something of a Samaritan woman. That was very unusual. I think of, Nance will often talk about two of her friends that were at odds with each other for a long time. What began to heal their relationship was one person asked the other for a significant favor. It would take about an hour. And there was something about the humility and the connection of just a simple, honest request that could be rejected. So there's kind of vulnerability to it. So today, who might you ask something of? And as you ask in your relationships with people, is there about that right proportion of, I seek to bless and I seek to give. I'm not just a user. But then I ask, here's what I would love to have in a way that will honor their kingdom. And then I don't punish them or reject them if I don't get the answer that I want. And then, of course, as people ask me, I apply to that what is sometimes called a hermeneutic of charity and not of suspicion. One of my problems is I can easily defend myself against having to give by thinking, well, this person just wants to use me, and this person, instead of thinking, what's it like to be that person who's making this ask? And I might be able to be helpful to them. And what a good thing that would be. How can I make my first instinct to try to say yes, to try to be helpful? And that's one of the items of my life that I'm working on this year. So one more time. There are those eyes that look, perhaps a paw on the knee. The power of the ask is great because it is the great law of the kingdom. It is how we bring our little kingdoms into the kingdoms of others. It begins with people. Ask and seek and knock. And then we'll see how, of course, this applies directly to God. Prayer is the great way that life works in the kingdom of God. Make it a golden rule day.
Hi, I'm Tim. I'm a part of the team here at Become New. We wanted to let you know that next week, John will be talking about prayer all 5 days next week and leading us through a little prayer experiment. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to have to come back to find out what that is starting on Monday. But hey, if you know anyone that you think could benefit from learning about prayer or even engaging with prayer, maybe for the first time or maybe in a new way, I want to encourage you to invite them to join us all 5 days next week for this journey through prayer. This is your moment. This weekend, you can invite them to join us at Become New on YouTube, the website, or our podcast for this journey through prayer that's going to start next week. Also, if this is your first time, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. You can head over to our website, becomenew.com, where we have over 700 10-minute teachings all about the person that you're becoming. We're glad that you're here. We'll catch you next time.